I would guess. Now, as a baseball player, Adam Jones did a ton of traveling, obviously, for work.
Yes.
But just in the last, like, I would say, couple of years since he's been living in Barcelona, I bet he's been on more planes and spent more time in the air than I, you, and Paul have in our entire lives combined.
Easily.
The traveling man is back here with us, Adam Jones, on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing, man?
Always good. Yeah, you're right. I was just talking to my wife, and she's planning something else. Something else is always in the works. But you know what? Yeah, you only live once. I knock on wood. I'm fortunate. I got a pension. And, yeah, I'll get to that when I have to.
That's awesome, dude. I mean, yeah, see what you can when you can. Wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of things. And, you know, I have really enjoyed watching Padres baseball this season. So much more already in 21 games than I did last year. Last year was such a grind, man. And you know, we've already seen more from this team in just three short weeks. AJ, really, I feel like than we saw last year. It just is a different vibe and everything else. And they're winning games. They're coming back. Yesterday was a little bit tough to swallow. Runner on third. Nobody out. Can't get him in. Those games stink, man. When you're on offense, your pitcher has a game like King did yesterday. What do you say to him after that game?
Hey, somebody got to buy him a nice bottle of something. You got to.
Is that a thing?
That's what I would do. I'd be like, man, hey, Don, because 0-3, 0-4 in that situation. I mean, nobody had a good game.
No.
So you're just like, Doug, I'm sorry, man. Here you go. Here's a nice bottle of something or just something simple or pat on the ass, good start, meet it next time. You know what I'm saying? But it does suck as an offense when your starter goes out there and does something like that. Or anytime when your starter goes out there, gives you a great quality start and you have an opportunity to sneak a sweep, something like that. Like it stings. But at the same time, you won the series. Take it and go back home.
Now, did they come to you after they give up four in the first and find a way to get through five innings and you guys, the offense comes up and scores nine runs and you totally bail them out? Do they
buy you a bottle?
Do they buy you guys all bottles or how's that work? Or are pitchers just super sensitive?
You know what's crazy? It's like Wade Miley, you know, just went against them. He was one of the guys that would be like, oh, man, because we had him in Baltimore, and he wasn't good in Baltimore. He's been good every place else in his career, but in Baltimore, I mean, it was bad. But he would come up to us and be like, hey, man, my bad, dog, my bad, man. And I was like, hey, at least you made it quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least you work fast. I can deal with that. But he'd always be like, hey, my bad, man. I blew it, man. And some closers, honestly, would be like that. Would just be like, oh, man, it's my bad, man. I had that one in my you know. And you know what? Hey, it's a team effort. You know, you don't want the guy to be like, hey, you know, oh, well. You know, no, you don't want that. You want him to understand that it's a team effort. And, you know, we put you in that situation. All we want you to do is do your job. It's like the kicker. It's a very, very tough job. Getting that 27th out is the hardest job, I believe, in damn near in all of sports.
No kidding.
So, you know, it goes both ways. You know, it's a mutual respect. We all want to win. So, you know, I'm there for my closer as much as the pitchers are there for us.
You know, it's funny you brought up the nice bottle because I just saw this story yesterday that Yusei Kikuchi,
this is amazing,
who's coming to town with the Blue Jays this weekend, has this $3,000 bottle of Yamazaki Japanese whiskey. And every time he wins, he opens it up and then pours it for his teammates. And they have, that must be a nice post-game beverage right there. I've never had a $3,000 bottle of whiskey. Maybe Adam Jones has had a nice bottle of whiskey every once in a while.
My most expensive one was a Cognac Delamain Le Voyage, and it cost me $7,000 for the bottle. It came in that beautiful leather case. You have to Google it while I'm on the show. It is like absolutely beautiful. It was art. My brother mixed it one time. I smacked the hell out of him for that. Like, what are you gonna mix this
What did
for?
He put in it? Like Coke? Or something?
I don't remember Coke. Or something. Yeah, maybe Coke.
Oh,
or
no,
something
no, no,
like
no,
that.
No.
Like,
you don't mix that kind of stuff.
Ginger ale.
But in Japan, I've seen these bottles, and you know, obviously, Kikuchi's made a lot of money, and you know, he's probably sponsored by Suntory, who makes these expensive bottles of Yamazaki. So I wouldn't put it past them. And especially being international Toronto, you can definitely find it. And yes, it's some good stuff. But it is straight petrol.
Hi, Adam Jones is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. We've been talking about Xander Bogaerts, who is off to a a really tough start this season. He's got a negative war. He's hitting 200, no extra base power. And yesterday came up in a key situation with the go-ahead run at third base, one out, and struck out in this game. And we just are trying to wrap our head around this. It, you know, the position change, could that be part of it? With what's going on with him? You know, when you were, you know, when you did struggle, I mean, was there things that you would blame? Like, I don't think you ever had to make that giant position change that he's kind of going from short to second this year. Could that impact a player like him at the plate at the same time?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's still an adjustment, and he's still getting used to everything. I mean, it's a complete change. And you could say he's a professional and all that, which he is, yes. But it's still a very, very big change for him. And, you know, again, he ain't going to make no excuse. He'll tell you, I am struggling. And that's the professionalism because he's used to having success. And to be honest with you, I'm not worried about him. To me, it's just a matter of, you know, how's he feel? How's his body feel? To me, it's the health of everybody is always the most important thing rather than what's struggling. And, you know, he's getting up there in age and he's played a lot of games. So he's got a lot of miles on his body, which is a good thing to me. But, you know, players, we tend to grind it through things that sometimes we maybe need to sit down for, or sometimes we just struggle and need to figure it out. But being a veteran and being around guys like Manny and Tatis, obviously you got somebody older, somebody younger, to just keep them young, keep them loose. You got Merrill. I think that it's just a matter of time before he's just getting hot, and we're just talking about this as, you know, as it always goes, is, you know, guys struggle, then yeah, that's just a game of baseball.
It is, man. I'm talking to Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods this morning. How much do we, as the casual fan, how much do we overrate maybe lineup construction in the year of our Lord 2024? I can go both ways. I really can. There are times where I'm like, no, this is the optimal lineup. And then there's times where I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, if guys are doing their job, you know, if guys are doing their jobs, it's not an issue, right? It's only an issue if it's not working.
I mean, the thing is, though, what is the optimal lineup nowadays? I mean, when you go to analytics, they say the best hitter should hit where? If you hit leadoff, the guy at leadoff hits 60 more at bats than the next guy. The guy hitting second, you know what I mean? So it's like, do you hit your best hitter leadoff? Who's the best hitter? Who do you want to lead off? Who do you want to hit fifth? I've seen things where they, you know, some people think that for Harper, he should hit leadoff in that lineup because being he is a very aggressive hitter, but yet he walks a boatload. So he could be a great leadoff hitter, and he's going to hit five times a game on average. So would you want that? So hit Aaron Judge or Soto leadoff. It's what is your prototypical leadoff or your lineup? And I think it's constructed where you try to. So I think the Padres don't have the prototypical leadoff hitter. Who does anymore these days?
Yeah.
But, you know, I like speed, obviously, at top because you want the guys who in the RBI situations, you want them to get RBIs at all times. When they hit a hard ground ball, when Manny hits a hard ground ball to left field with a man on second, the guy should score. Just, you know, the guys in front of them. That's how baseball works.
Who would you
that sport.
Who would you put up at the top? If you were Mike Shildt and they gave you the lineup card for the day and you know the particulars and the guys on the team, I mean, would you go Tatis? Would you go that wild Mustang in the front? Would you go Ha-Sung Kim? Would you go Jackson Merrill, the rookie with 21 games under his belt, the great bat to ball? I mean, there's a few options there. I mean, if you had the lineup card against the Blue Jays on Friday night, I don't know who they're throwing. Let's just say it's a right-hander. They're throwing a right-handed pitcher.
Rodriguez.
You want me to give you who I want, and I'm gonna say this because I love the way he plays, and I want Profar, and I don't want the Profar that I want is I want Winter Ball, Serious Caribe Profar.
Yeah.
That's the kind of
that's the one they've gotten so far this season.
They've gotten him, man. Yeah, it's another option. I completely forgot him, and he's got
because he's a switch hitter.
Yep.
He is a switch hitter. He has some speed. He could run the bases. But I want the winter ball him. I want to bring back like that Eric Ibar type player. And I think he can do it. Obviously, he's not the infielder, but as an offensive guy, he can do all those things that Eric Ibar did. That is annoying as hell, but it was when he's on your team, it's perfect.
Yeah,
so
it's a good call.
So yeah, he sees a lot of pitches. He walks. The only reason why I think Profar is valuable down lower is because he's a switch hitter, and they have limited left-handers. He helps break up the lineup wherever they put him. I'd go with Ha-Sung Kim. He sees more pitches than almost anyone in baseball. He's got that energy. He steals bases when he gets on, and I know that the metrics and the analytics, and I am the most analytical guy, you know, on this show. I still think if you've got a power hitter, though, you want to give someone a chance to get on in front of them. If they're gonna, if you've got a guy who's going to hit 30 home runs, you don't want 24 of them to be solo shots if there's no one on base in front of them. Give someone a chance to get on in front of Tatis instead of having him bat first, which I those extra 60 at-bats are great. But give someone a chance to get on front in front of Tatis.
Well, that's not a bad idea. And AJ, let me ask you this. If Mike Schilt went to Xander Bogaerts and said, look, I know we've already asked you to move positions. We need to hit sixth or seventh in the lineup. How big of a blow is that? Would that have been to, like, your ego or anybody's ego? I know everybody's different.
But. I've had these conversations with Buck when I was struggling. He was like, hey, where do you want to, where are we going to hit you there? Here, I said, look, I'm in the lineup. If I'm not swinging it, then put me where you think I hit. I mean, I deserve to hit right now.
Yeah, that's
good. You know what I mean? Ego aside, if I'm struggling right now and, Jay Trumbo is hitting better, let's swap us. Like, if me and Wieters is hot right now and I'm not, swap us. Like, you know, if do what you need to do. At the end of the day, the goal is to win. And Schilt is great with talking to players.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's going to, you know, you've seen that firsthand. So it's not like he's going to blindside him and just be like, you know what, you're going to hit six. So it's just a conversation that can be had. It's not a hard conversation. It's a professional conversation. I'm like, hey, man, hey, I'm going to put you down here. I'm going to relieve you a little bit of pressure. No. You're going to have some guys in front of you. He's been a very good hitter in his career with men in scoring position historically. So maybe put him in some different situations. Hitting with men on base, I'm telling you, sucks. I mean, without men on base, sucks. With solo, you just there by yourself, it sucks. It's a very, very hard thing to do. And especially somebody who's always had traffic in front of him, and they'll go lead off. Again, as a professional, you're not going to say, nah, I don't want to do that. You're going to say, okay, I got you. But also, you know, it's a completely different game and mindset. So to do that, it's these are all new adjustments.
Yeah, changes.
For Xander, for everybody. Exactly. I remember Manny didn't want to lead off, and I'm like, come on, dude. Buck was like, dude, we need you to lead off. And we didn't have any leadoff hitters in Baltimore. We were stuck in that kind of situation, and I was like, dude, I'll do it. I don't care. He was like, you could hit five times a game. I got a contract already. My performance is not going to dictate any more money for me. Manny's probably going through ARB. He's like, man, I don't want that. So I'm like, I'll do it. You think I care? Not a shot in hell I care.
I love it.
So I let off.
Xander shouldn't care anymore either.
Xander got his bag.
First pitch fastballs. Hunt. Be more aggressive on
Let's
it.
Go Hunt. Yep.
We're out of time. I'm really glad that you were able to make good today after your flight issues yesterday. Glad United took care of you as well, according to your text to Paulie. And we will talk to you again next week, man.
All right, brother. Always good talking to you.
Thank you.
There he is, Adam Jones. Good connection.